This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Good evening. Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. No, I'm not Joe. I'm your guest host, Andrea Kay. I'm so excited to be here with you all tonight. Thank you, Joe, for letting me fill in. I'm actually deep underground in the Joe bunker here, hunkered down for the next 3 hours. Hopefully you're going to join me for the ride here and be a part of the show. Hey, we're live via Facebook Live, so join the conversation there. I've got a great lineup of guests for you tonight. In a few minutes, we're going to have my buddy Julio Rivera from Reactionary Times is going to be here. He's always got great insight into all the hot topics of the day. But hey, like Joe said, the lines are open. Here's the number if you want to be a part of the show. Don't just comment on the Facebook Live. Give me a call here tonight throughout the show. Let me know what you think. The number is 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. So grab your cup of Joe. Grab a donut. Y'all know, y'all Andrea Acacia listeners know how much I love my donuts. And you know how much I love the patriots out there, all of you out there who are dedicated to make America great and to join President Trump in all those efforts to do so. I want to thank you all out there for not just listening tonight, but staying engaged in all the topics and supporting President Trump in good times and in bad. And what we've got going on right now, you know, as I was prepping for the show tonight, I was kind of thinking, you know, everybody's still talking about Harvey and all the same topics. Is there really something kind of different that I could bring to the show tonight in terms of content? And I got to thinking, you know what, how could I really at least start the show by talking about anything other than what is now the greatest natural disaster to ever hit America? Yesterday was actually the 12th anniversary of Katrina, and those of you who know me know that I'm actually from the New Orleans area, and there was not an area in the entire Gulf Coast that was affected by Katrina, not one neighborhood where I didn't have family and friends. And to see something like that, only worse, happen again 12 years later is truly devastating and absolutely heartbreaking. We have an entire town, Port Arthur, Texas, that's completely underwater. We have Americans suffering unimaginable suffering right now. But what I'm happy to see, though, is the real America emerge. You know, a couple of weeks ago, they were talking about all the talk was, or was it even a couple of weeks ago? I don't even remember now. There was Charlottesville happening, in which we had what the left wants to describe as the real America. And President Trump was right to declare that there were two sides, two extremist sides, bringing hate and division and violence there in Charlottesville. Extremists on both sides, but that's not really what America is about. America is really about what you see happening down in Houston. You see black people saving white people's lives, white people saving black people's lives, everybody from every different kind of color, walk of life, background, language, whatever. That is truly the heart of America. And it got me thinking, you know, almost immediately, though, the criticisms came in, of course, from the left. They couldn't try to, you know, President Trump's been in office for 8 months. And, of course, it's been a constant waiting game on the part of the left to see what was going to actually be the final nail in his coffin. They thought the phony Russian investigation was going to be what was going to bring him down. Then they were hoping maybe it was Korea or any, you know, anything. And then when the hurricane came, they thought, you know, this might really be it, because there's absolutely no way President Trump, remember during the campaign trail, they were telling us there was no way he could handle anything from foreign affairs. There's no way he could handle any disaster. He's just some buffoon reality show guy. There's no way he can handle anything like this. And they really thought this was going to be the end all be all to take him down. they were almost gleeful in that sense. And much to their dismay, even Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards out of Louisiana had to say hat tip to President Trump, his administration, the federal government, and their coordination with everybody on the ground. And they had to give credit where credit's due. You know he's been successful when the worst thing that they can say is that the First Lady wore stilettos on the plane going down there. However, I will say that while the left, and Rahm Emanuel said it best, he said, never let a tragedy go to waste. While unfortunately the left does over-politicize situations, I mean, you know, when we had people, bloody bodies still bleeding out in the streets in Boston, bodies still lying in a movie theater in Aurora, bodies still floating in floods, the left immediately jumps in to politicize. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't discuss politics as a part of a natural disaster, because in my mind, one of the things that I felt was so important as somebody whose family and friends lived the disaster of Katrina is that I feel as though we have to, when you look at a disaster like that, you have to evaluate the government's role in our lives, because if the government's going to be involved in your life, and it was after Katrina, and people are crying for government help and government assistance in these situations, I feel like we owe it to ourselves to discuss the role of government in our lives and how government handles these situations. And when you see these communities, when you see the Cajun Navy rolling in there, just like they did after Katrina, when you saw one of the lessons of Katrina was about personal responsibility, it was about not relying on government, whether it was state and local, and it was also understanding that a centralized government, nobody in Washington, D.C. was really the right person to handle the evacuation up front and the initial emergency, as well as on the back end. It was actually faith-based groups that actually helped rebuild Katrina, and I think we're seeing that lesson here again. You tell me if you think I'm wrong, though. I'm going to ask Julio Rivera this question when we come back from the break. Am I wrong to even be introducing these political topics at this time? When we have the left that's doing everything they can to try to expand the role of government in our lives to our detriment, to where the left's goal is the liberalism is about control. They hope that at some point they can control what car we drive, where we live, how big our home is, what thermostat setting we have in our home. They want to control every aspect of our lives. I think it's important for us to think when we actually have these times where we've got government so active in our lives, actually helping people, whether or not it can actually go too far and what the role is. But you tell me, am I introducing this too soon? I don't think so, but I want to hear your opinion on that. Unfortunately, President Bush let the left actually politicized that. He didn't push back against it, and the left made a lot of inroads against the Republican Party and expanding government in our life as a result. Stay tuned. More Real Side coming right back up.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Andrea Kay, guest host tonight, filling in. Hey, let's keep this conversation rolling. I'm loving all the comments that I'm seeing on the Facebook Live. Somebody asked, did she ever breathe during that opening monologue? You know, I'm sure I did at some point. I don't know. You know, I used to practice holding my breath underwater for just moments such as this. Hey, the number if you want to call in and join the show is 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. You can watch and listen live at therealside.com. Thank you all for being here. Welcome back. I'm super excited tonight to have one of my buddies, one of my partners in crime, on the show with me tonight. He's also a friend of Joe's. He is Julio Rivera from Reactionary Times. Hey, Julio, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's so nice to be on. It's weird. I'm on Joe's show, but you're hosting. I just see, I always see you guys all, like, you know, like Politicon. It was the three of us. It's just kind of the same energy today. And so many crazy things that are going on that we have to touch on. I'm particularly, and I was listening to the commercials, and I heard the MyPillow guy. You know, the MyPillow guy gave 60,000 of the pillow to the relief efforts in Houston. So there's a lot of wonderful things that are going on.
Well, yeah,
you know,
there
in
are.
In the midst of this.
Well, there are, you know, there's some amazing fundraising efforts happening there. J.J. Watt, I think, from what's the name of the football team down there, Sam?
The Houston Texans.
The Houston Texans. You know, I used to be such an NFL fanatic. They used to start my day watching ESPN, but they kind of lost me with their politics a couple of years ago. But yeah, J.J. Watt, I guess he broke the crowdfunding site, I guess, that he started. Sandra Bullock gave $1 million today. Some other celebrities have given money, but I think we need to also caution people against being careful with who they give money to, because there's a lot of, you know, really a lot of scams happening out there. I feel like we owe it to the people to point out one particular scam, and that is the Clinton Foundation. I don't know if you know, Julio, but they're out there trying to raise money. You know,
don't do what they did with Haiti. You know, there's so much money. I think Haiti relief efforts basically paid for all the yoga and wedding planning or whatever was going on with that. You know, that's actually why I think they hid the email. I think a lot of that money went towards that. What do you think?
Well, I think that there was a lot. Well, we know now because of the Judicial Watch, I think that finally after a FOIA request, I think got 438 emails, which revealed that there was a pay-to-play scheme going on with the State Department with Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. So, clearly, I think they were hiding all that kind of stuff.
Like, that's nothing for them. You know what I mean? Like, a little taking up off the top isn't a big deal. These are people that they charge $200,000 a pardon.
Right.
These are people that gave 20% of our uranium to the Russians.
Right.
These are people that made arms deals with Islamic countries.
Right.
Majority Islamic countries that sponsor terrorism.
Yeah.
I mean, what more do you need to see? You know,
well, yeah, exactly. So if you want, you know, the moral of the story is, the lesson here is that if you want to give money to people on the ground who are hurting, don't give it to the Clinton Foundation. Find another use for your funds.
Please do not.
Speaking of politicizing the storm and the feel-good story of the day, I think the feel-good story of the day is that professor out of Florida who said the Texans got what they deserve for supporting Trump, he got fired. Now, who knew that a college can, I report all the time about colleges and how off the rails they are with all of their crap going on, but, you know, hat tip to this college for doing the right thing. But then today, Julio, some people are saying, well, wait a second, what happened to First Amendment rights? Shouldn't this guy have been able to say what he wanted to say?
Yeah, I mean, I ran a headline today that said we should assassinate Kim Jong-un. I mean, there's nothing wrong with expressing yourself. It's when you take action on things that it becomes an issue. And that's why, you know, hate speech is kind of a tricky area, because if you're a part of a group that has actually committed violence, like, you know, what we see with these Antifas, there was a reporter, I can't think of his name right now, they got punched. There's a video of him getting punched by an Antifa guy, and then the cops come immediately and sweep up the guy that hit him. It was on Twitter. I saw it. It was like kind of a viral tweet. I can't think of the guy's name. It's Jack something. But whatever. If it comes to me, I'll tell you. But if you're actually engaging in hurting people, and that's when you take it to that extreme, it becomes a different scenario. And then that's where you have to, like Antifa and groups like that really shouldn't have an outlet on places like Twitter. Because think about it. What are they really? If you really think about Antifa, this is how I see them, right? Okay. I think that they're basically your mastermind. You have a couple people that are mastermind. You have a couple people that are soldiers. And then you just have these flash mobs that show up. As long as they have one or two people inciting things, it makes for an optic that's very bad for Trump, you know? Because, and think about it, when Charlottesville on Friday night that night, nobody was violent that night. There was the people that had permits were there protesting, and I think they're disgusting, despicable people. But they were doing it peacefully. It wasn't until the mayor walked the two groups into each other forcibly and then told the police to stand down that that's when we had everything blow up.
Right. Well, let me interject, though, because we're kind of, I want to kind of backtrack a little bit, because you're right. That Friday night, as despicable as those white supremacists are, they had a permit, and that's what free speech is all about. It's not about protecting speech that you like. But then on the other hand, you said that Antifa shouldn't be allowed to be on Twitter because of violence. Well, as long as they're not swinging, you know, pieces of wood with nails at horses and throwing, you know, urine-filled balloons at people, they still should be allowed to speak on Twitter. When it comes to the professor, here's my question for you, though, because I think just like the NFL has the right to decide whether or not to hire Kaepernick based upon what he does, we have free speech rights, but we also have a free marketplace. We have employers that should have the right to decide whether or not they want somebody to work for them who said something like that on Twitter. What's the line between free speech and the free market?
Exactly. And that's an interesting question. I think the university as a private organization has the right to go ahead and do that. I think even in the public sector, somebody would have the right. It's like, you know, for that woman, think about it. I equate it to this, like that woman that didn't want to marry the gay people that wound up having all the trouble that she did. This is equivocal, or like she couldn't. I mean, they went too far with her. I mean, they had her basically in jail for, you know, they were considered.
You're
that
talking about the county clerk and. Excuse me, you're talking about the county clerk in Kentucky that didn't want to do the marriage licenses? Is that who you're talking
exactly.
about?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. They put her in jail. You know,
right.
You know, they could have just reassigned her or fired her with, you know, this guy, you know, this is different, you know, because mm-hmm. this is him. I think if it sullies the reputation of your business, your company, whatever it is, and it was a university, which obviously they need, you know, parents to send their kids there, if these kind of things, you know, are going to affect you in a negative way, you should have the right to fire somebody for something like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
that was a completely two different things. But what basically my point is that, somebody like that is molding our kids. And the problem that we've had really is that the educational system is producing this type of thought. And
right.
that's why we have young people that are caught up in backing this anti-Trump movement.
Exactly. Hey, Julio, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to pick that up on the other side. You're listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Andrea Kay, filling in as guest host. Don't go anywhere. More coming right back up.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your host, guest host, actually. Ooh, I'm your host. That's a little bit of a Freudian slip there. Joe, look out. My slip is showing. Hey, I'm having such a great time. Also, I've got a little bit of a weird hair thing happening on Facebook Live. Thank you, Tammy, for pointing that out. And thank you to everybody who's out there watching on Facebook Live. Got to say hi to a few people out there. Gina, hey, Donna, and Sandra Stevens, and David LeBlanc. And David, are you from my home state of Louisiana? Maybe LeBlanc, Louisiana. So, hi, hey, Larry, keep those conversations rolling. Appreciate it so much. Please don't forget to share the video. And back joining me for this segment is my buddy Julio Rivera from Reactionary Times. Okay, Julio, you got to answer this question for me that I opened the show with. You know, the left politicized, they, like Rahm Emanuel said, never let a crisis go to waste. They politicize everything. Ted Cruz was asked a question about his vote for Sandy relief, and he said, hey, you know, we should not be politicizing the storm at this point. And, you know, the left politicizes everything, and either the Republican Party joins in the politicizing of it, controls the message, and sells it successfully, or we lose. When is it too soon to jump in the political arena on this?
Okay, well, I think that Ted actually was basically attacked in a very cheap and sleazy way, I think by a very opportunistic, you know, Peter King and Chris Christie. And I'm very disappointed. This is the breaking of, you know, Reagan's 11th commandment. And Peter King himself, who told Donald Trump that he probably shouldn't use Twitter so much, went out and really kind of made a fool of himself on Twitter. You know, the fact is that there was a different version of that bill in late December before Ted Cruz was even in the Senate that a lot of House Republicans voted for because it had a 1.63% cut in discretionary spending to offset what they were going to use to go ahead and, you know, pay for the Sandy relief. So that's a reasonable bill. I would sign that bill as well. You know, I think a lot of people would, but by the time it made it to the Senate, they porked it out so much that it wasn't something that Ted Cruz could support. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's one of those things where we have to ask ourselves, how long are we going to let them get away with that? You know, I mean, it's crazy. Like, if I was on that congressional floor, I'd be screaming every day, you know, just because, like, you know, how could you allow, there's so much of it that goes on in all these budgets. I mean, everybody is owned by their special interest, and they're fighting to get money for their special interest from the taxpayer. Donald Trump is pitching his tax reform now, starting to pitch his tax reform that's going to be coming up legislatively. And I don't see how he's going to be able to do it with these rhino dirtbags, quite frankly, and in concert with the Democrats that want to spend all of our money.
Well, I don't know that he's going to get it done. You know, Brent Bozell wrote a great piece the other day about the slow suicide of the GOP. And I think the Republican, and he mentioned in the article something I've been saying, that they're finally exposed for the liars and the frauds that they are. You know, they pretended for a long time that they were for what the Republican Party is supposed to be for. It's supposed to be for limited government. It's supposed to be for low taxation. It's supposed to be for free markets. And we're a republic of states. It's not supposed to be about a centralized government. But, you know, they kept having all the excuses in the world, and now they're out of excuses, except they've got one that they continue to try to push our way. They keep saying, well, we don't have a functional majority. We got to have 60 votes in the Senate. And that's absolutely not true. So in terms of breaking Reagan's commandment, I mean, that's been happening constantly. That happened all throughout the primary. It happened all throughout the general. The Republican Party is doing everything they can to try to undermine President Trump. And, I don't know how they think that they're going to get away with it in 2018. I've started asking the question, and a lot of people are, you know, what's going to happen in 2018, and what should President Trump do in 2020? Should he go out on his own and start a third party? I mean, what do we do? I mean, what's the point of voting Republican in 2018? There's no, I see no reason to vote for the Republican Party anymore. Do you?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's, I see Steve Lonergan's a good reason to vote for the Republican Party. I see there's a lot of good guys that are, you can't lose them. If you lose them, you have nothing. You know, like Ted Cruz has an election coming up. He's going to have to win, you know, and then there's a lot of people that I'm sure are going to put up opposition to him. I'm sure the rhinos would love to get him out now. You know, we still have to support our main guys. But the one thing that we should do is make sure that at the very least we maintain both majorities. And even if we don't have to get to 60, and you make an excellent point. You know, we can do a lot of things legislatively to move things with 51 votes. You know, in reconciliation. Whatever you have, you know, to do a lot of fiscal things. You know, we can do a lot of things in relation to reforming taxes and some spending just through the simple majority. And that's basically the majority of our problem, you know? I mean, that, and, you know, obviously Donald Trump came in to fix foreign policy and do common sense stuff. I don't think that he's going to be giving Qatar, you know, $100 billion or anything, any crazy thing like that. Every day with Obama, you never knew what disaster you were going to wake up and read, you know?
Well, yeah. You know, you were talking about Antifa earlier, and I have to say, you know, I'm curious, you know, as to whether or not you feel any disappointment at this point, you know, 8 months in. I think that President Trump has done a phenomenal job given the environment that he's got. I think if I have to think, that one mistake he made was actually appointing Jeff Sessions, because Jeff Sessions has been the biggest disappointment to me so far from his recusing. Yeah. Because you know what? He should have never recused himself.
Ryan Priebus, though, actually. You know.
Blame Priebus?
I say Priebus because we lost the first 100 days of Trump's presidency, and it made for really bad optics when they couldn't get health care reform done. But this health care reform was not what they had campaigned on, and they tried to really ram it down, you know, a big rhino bill down our throat. Again, like the point that I'm making, and it's just, again, you do make a good point. Should we vote for these guys if they're going to be doing this stuff anyway? But we don't have a strong enough third-party presence at this point.
Here's my argument. If Jeff Sessions hadn't recused himself, we wouldn't have a special prosecutor, and we wouldn't have had in the first 100 days a constant drumbeat of this phony Russian stuff and constant talk of impeachment that gave the rhinos and those a cover in order to drag things out and make things even more difficult, as they did for President Trump in getting Obamacare. They're basically trying to ride it out, hoping that he's going to end up impeached over Russia. So, see, I blame Sessions for a lot of that. And, you know, and aside from the fact that Jeff Sessions, you talked about Antifa earlier, why is it that Jeff Sessions still will not call them a terrorist organization? He's refusing to do that. Why is it that Jeff Sessions has not called for a special prosecutor in terms of the Clinton Foundation that we've talked about? When 430, why is it that Judicial Watch has had to do the work of the Justice Department? 8 months in and Jeff Sessions has done absolutely nothing to hold people accountable. You know, I like what he's done in terms of sanctuary cities, kind of, but then we've got this Republican governor in Illinois who's declared Illinois a sanctuary city, and the Republican Party and Jeff Sessions is just letting him get away with it. I mean, to me, Jeff Sessions is the biggest disappointment, and I see it is really because if you think about the FBI coming under the Justice Department, you know, basically by him recusing himself, he basically handed his lunch over and handed the administration over to the deep state.
Yeah. You know, I can't really dispute that. And it makes that's actually a big one, too. And it might be from that perspective. He's a disappointment. He's been there too long. I mean, Sessions is a guy, I think, that since he's been a congressman and then a senator, and he's been there for like, what, 30 years? Those are the swamp monsters. I hate to say it like that. I thought Sessions was better than that, but he truly has proven to be, kind of one of the worst appointees based on the fact that that was the one thing that would have put it all away. They could have buried the Democrats forever under the Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I don't know how that's going to be handled, but it seems like Sessions doesn't really want to go after Clinton, and that's dangerous. You know, I mean, he was a congressman and a senator under the Clinton administration at that time. So I don't know what his relationship really is with those people, and he's been there for years. So you have to question all that. They always tried to paint Donald Trump like he was, buddy, best friends with the Clintons. I don't really necessarily think it's like that. I'm sure their paths did cross because he's Donald Trump, and they were the Clintons, and they were in charge of the country, and he's one of the biggest, one of the most important people in the country Donald Trump's always been. So it's one of those things, but I don't think that they're, like, in cahoots like that. Like, I don't think they would do it. It's not like the Bushes even. The Bushes and the Clintons have a co-foundation, which I don't know what the numbers look like that and how the financials are behind it, but... Donald Trump never threw in with them like that,
Well, yeah. I mean, don't even get me started on the Bushes. Talk about President Bush was so in part of the swamp that he did not care. Dana Perino the other night tried to act like Bush. He just let the left criticize him and take the blame for what the state and local authorities did in Katrina just because, he wanted to take the bullet for them because he didn't want them to look like the bad guys. What gack. Good grief. He didn't care enough about this nation and about the Republican Party and about the fallout for that. Hey, I'm Andrea Kaye. Filling in for Joe Messina. Don't go anywhere. We've got more to finish up this hour on The Real Side with Joe Messina. Don't go anywhere. More coming up.
Want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free? That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Welcome back to the Real Side Radio Show with Joe Messina. I am your guest host for the night, Andrea Kay. Thank you all for joining me. And thank you to my guests. We're finishing up the hour with my buddy Julio Rivera from Reactionary Time. So, Julio, before the break, I was starting my rant on W. I'm known for being an equal opportunity criticizer, because I've always say personally I don't advocate for party or Paul. I advocate for ideas. I am a conservative. I'm a constitutional conservative. I'm for limited government. I think that it's become us versus them, both sides of the aisle. It's all about the elites. It's neither party's actually about the rule of law anymore. It's about the elites. And W to me is the worst example of that. I think one of the reasons why Jeff Sessions has not done an investigation of the Clinton Foundation, because I think that the Bush family is going to be all up in in that. You saw, oh, they, you know, W calls Bubba his brother, and they call Hillary their sister-in-law, and you had them all down there in Haiti together. It wasn't just the Clintons down there in Haiti. Mm. And I think that that's one reason why the Clinton Foundation will not be investigated. What do you think?
Yeah, that could be. I think that that's some great speculation. I think that there's probably a little smoke there, only in the fact that they did tie hands in charitable foundations in the past. Mm-hmm. So yeah. If you do see, does that give you then enough ammo to go ahead and say, well, let's investigate the Bush-Clinton Foundation and see if that turns up anything. But, I mean, obviously, we already know that the Clintons are dirty, and if the mm-hmm. Bushes are, I think everybody, the rule of law applies to everyone.
Well,
you know,
should.
I don't think that we can protect guys just because they're Republican, because what does Republican mean anymore, to allude to what you were saying earlier? You know, these guys have sold out completely, and it is a bad idea. So, you know, I think that maybe there is something there. I mean, you don't, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to go so far as to say maybe that, maybe well, not that there is something there, but it definitely would be something that's worth looking into. And
well, you know, isn't that what the left always says about Trump? Well, there's no evidence a year later about any Russian collusion or Trump mm-hmm. being involved in the hacking. Oh, well, we haven't finished the investigation. Well, there hasn't even been an investigation started with the Clinton Foundation, but they have ties with President Bush with 41 and 43 in terms of Clinton, in terms of fundraising and philanthropy. And does anybody really believe that the Clintons might be shady in every area except when involved with the Bush family? I mean, that's a little bit much of a stretch. I say that there should be an investigation because I am one of these people. Like when Hillary Clinton was caught with her felonious email scheme, she was like, well, goodness gracious, Colin Powell did it. And I said, well, then lock him up, too, if he did. I don't care. The rule of law should apply for everybody. And I don't know. I think you're friends with Kurt Schlichter as well. He wrote a great piece the other day for Town Hall where he was aggravated at the Republicans criticizing President Trump for pardoning Joe Arpaio, which, you know, the whole purpose of a pardon is supposed to be to correct an injustice that was done. The courts were used to punish someone, in this case Sheriff Joe, for his political opinion. That's the kind of thing that's supposed to that happens in Cuba mm-hmm. and in China and in the USSR.
You know, I go further than that in a sense. They just they wanted to lock him up or whatever it was. They to go ahead for him doing his actual job. Like, listen, I don't care if you see evidence that there's people that are here illegally, and these people cannot prove who they are in documentation. They have to go. I'm sorry. You know, when he has a job to do in his border state, and you think about the amount of sexual assault, undocumented violence, things like that that happen when it's pouring in. It pours in through Arizona. You know, not as much probably obviously as Texas and California, but still a lot. And he has to deal with it effectively. And I don't think he did anything wrong. I mean, like, you know, people, they create profiling to me is just like a kind of a cooked up term. I mean, you're policing. They're policing.
Well, yeah, but actually the profiling. Yeah, the left really does a good job in terms of capitalizing words and using them against us. You know who started the profiling unit? The FBI did. There was a movie about it called Silence of the Lambs. I actually play a little bit of Andrea trivia here. I actually played the mother of a true serial killer. It was the first time that the FBI profiling unit ever used their tactics in order to find the serial killer, Richard Chase. And you know what? Profiling is good. Okay, it's just the left doesn't like it because it stops their agenda. But whether or not, but to me, it's Trump did the right thing. Whatever you think about what Sheriff Joe was doing, we cannot allow our courts to be weaponized against people for politics. We just had in California this week, the legislator passed a piece of legislation to put people in prison if they use the wrong pronoun for somebody with a transgender. So mm-hmm. Trump did the right thing.
Prison?
Yes, for up to a year. Yes,
I heard that in New York they'll find you in New York. They'll find the crap out of you, like tens of hundreds of thousands for doing.
Yeah, well, here in California, it still has some more steps to go, but it could put you in prison for up to a year if you're a healthcare worker and you use the wrong pronoun willfully and repeatedly. Well, define willfully. How are you going to get into somebody's head and know whether or not they willfully did it or a mistake? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And so that's what was at play here. And Trump did the right thing. I've heard some Republicans say, well, he should have let it play out in court. Why? Why should he allow a patriot, a good lawman and his family continue to be tortured by the courts, that's ridiculous. But in terms of the rule of law applying to everybody, that's one injustice that was done. We still have Hillary Clinton walking the streets after she committed felonies, destroying evidence that was under subpoena, setting up the email scheme. Meanwhile, Chris Saucier is finishing up a one-year prison term for six photos on a phone.
Yes, that's just absolutely horrendous. To speak about that, you know, just for a second, if we can, that's actually one of the disappointments I have actually with Trump. The fact that, you know, he's aware of this situation and he didn't take the appropriate action. And pardons are a funny thing because, you know, I was talking about this. I was on a panel with a Clinton guy, his name's David Goodfriend, and he's sitting there trying to deflect basically all of the, you know, the pardons that Obama gave to drug dealers and other violent criminals, you know, because really that is a violent crime in a sense. And there were so many of them. He got 1,927. Did you know that that was the number, Andrea? It was 1,927 total pardons, commutations, and clemency.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would guess probably 75% or 80% of them were violent criminals. You know, but the worst being a terrorist who was responsible for killing six Americans. And Bill Clinton, a lot of people don't know that Clinton actually tried to give the guy a pardon first. But what Bill Clinton wanted from this Puerto Rican terrorist was he wanted a promise that he would not be violent again. And he refused to make that claim. Obama didn't even ask for that kind of promise. So he gave a pardon to somebody who basically said, yeah, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm going to go back out and commit more acts of terrorism.
Yeah, basically emptying Gitmo and sending them back out to ISIS. You know, it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, it does make sense if you consider, you know, what the left is all about and why the left...
It fits to their agenda. It certainly does, but it's just horrible. You know, it's just so bad.
Well, yeah. Well, speaking of bad and fitting their agenda, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, both terror, you know, groups that commit acts of terror around the country, and who, by the way, are conspicuously absent down in Houston and in Texas right now in terms of providing any support. You know, I think that they're the perfect front groups for, you know, didn't he start his political career in the home of a domestic terrorist in the Weather Underground? I mean, to me, you know, they're the poster child for them. And, you know, I have to express my concern that Sessions, you know, still won't, you know, declare them a terrorist organization. But guess who else I read today supports Antifa? Paul Ryan.
Who was that? Paul Ryan?
Paul Ryan. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
you know, that's terrible. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, while I've got that, in the minutes I've got left, I want to read to you a quote because I just saw this myself earlier. Paul Ryan said, "Do I agree with all of Antifa's tactics? No, of course not. But I agree with their core values. Antifa stands for the greater global good, and so do I."
Wow. So that's basically, he just sold out to the New World Order on that one. But he did that a long time ago. He funded the fundamental transformation of America with his omnibus bill, which was obviously a piece of crap. It put in for all this refugee resettlement, and it gave 300,000 visas to people coming from predominantly Muslim countries. And it was a horrible bill that was passed in 2015. So for Paul Ryan to say something like that, I'm not shocked at all. This is who he is. And I've known it for a while, but that really is actually particularly sickening. And I'd like to see, you know, what winds up happening if they, I want to see Jeff Sessions go after the financials. I want to see go after the organization themselves and find out where this money is coming from and prosecute. If you have to do it internationally, do it internationally. But I think it is a globalist movement that's trying to set up its shop in the United States, marginalize America, redistribute her wealth, and, you know, make a kind of that kind of homogenized sort of world where you don't really have winners and losers anymore. We're all just based on the same thing. And that's horrible. That's the worst thing we could do. Nationalism that Trump brought was a beautiful thing. And I think we needed it a lot more in America, especially economically.
Well, that's why the Republican Party is anti-Trump, because they don't want the Make America First agenda. They want this globalism movement. They want that, you know, Paul Ryan was the architect of the TPP, and you're right, he funded the refugees, and he actually used the same words in terms that the Democrats did in terms of the refugee program. That's just not who we are. When President Trump was saying that we needed to stop the refugee program and do more extreme vetting, you know, Paul Ryan actually used almost the same exact words as Hillary Clinton. at one point when he said that he considered himself as much a congressman representing the people of India as he was a congressperson representing the people of America. And so, you know, I don't really, you know, I don't have a huge amount of time, you know, left, but one of the things that was also a concern for me this week was when Sebastian Gorka stepped down and said that the forces of globalism within the administration were too strong. Unfortunately, I got to leave it there. My buddy Julio Rivera from Reactionary Times. Julio, tell everybody in 10 seconds or less how they can find you.
www.reactionarytimes.com, Reactionary Times on Facebook, Reactionary TMS, at Reactionary TMS Twitter.
All right. Love you, Julio. Thanks so much for being here. And, hey, we got more Real Side with Joe Messina coming back up, so don't go anywhere. This is Andrea Kaye filling in.